the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In the previous edition of the program, we had a look at the general frame of supplication of Kumail. We were discussing the four means of recourse which have appeared in the supplication of Kumail. We tried to have a look in details at each of these means of recourse with which Imam Ali alayhi salam tries to get himself closer to the station of mercy of the Almighty Allah. The first means was Allah's previous goodness, min birrika wa ihsanik. As Imam Ali alayhi salam mentioned in the Kumail supplication, Allah's previous grace towards his servants. The second means was the love of the servants for the Almighty Allah. This is because the element of love has a great value that nothing can equal it in the eyes of the beloved. And this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam uses. We said, as you may remember, love is a commodity which Allah the Exalted never rejects. And that's the point. This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam points to in the supplication of Kumail. Afterwards, the third means is weakness to the presence of the one who is strong. Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions that we are weak, we cannot bear the torment of even this world because our bones are frail, our skins are delicate, we do not have any kind of patience for even the afflictions of this world, let alone the other one. So Allah, you know we are weak, but we know you are qawi, you are strong. فَهَلْ يَرْحَمُ الضَّعِيفَ إِلَّا الْقَوِي. We have turned to you. And the fourth means of recourse with which Imam Ali alayhi salam tries to get closer to the Almighty Allah is presenting this state of idtirar that we discussed in the previous episodes. We try to liken the situation to the situation of a baby whose world is her parents. She develops intimacy with her parents because she knows that they are the ones where she can refer to at any time in the time of afflictions. And they are the very first places of turning to, even at the time when they are the ones who are trying to punish her. But even at that time when she turns left and right, she finds no one and nothing else to turn to except her parents. So even at the time that they are looking for her to punish her, she throws herself into their arms, knowing that they are the ones to help her, asking for help even at the time that they are intending to punish her. And this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is pointing to. Indeed, he had learned to take refuge with Allah in everything, such that if any affliction or calamity were to befall him, he would turn to Allah and would not find anyone to fulfill his need but him. But in such a situation, Imam Ali alayhi salam is teaching us actually how to seek recourse to the Almighty.
Ya Allah, 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 ya Allah اشدد على العزيمة جوارحي
قوي على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوارحي
واشدد على العزيمة جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة
So Imam Ali alayhi salam, in such a situation, sees a servant of Allah to be subject to the wrath of Allah and his punishment, the very one whose mercy and protection he hopes for. Here, the servant finds no refuge but with him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, nowhere to escape but to him, and no protector other than him. This is the beautiful point of the supplication of Kumaila. And this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is pointing to. Now, let us listen to Imam's lucid and sensitive words, which express the spirit of tawheed and prayer. So Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "So by your might, my master and my protector, فَبِعِزَّتِكَ أُقْسِمُ صَادِقًا I swear sincerely, لَإِن تَرَكْتَنِي نَاطِقًا If you leave me with speech, لَأَضِجَّنَّ إِلَيْكَ بَيْنَ أَهْلِهَا ضَجِيجَ مُؤَمِّلٍ لِرَحْمَتِكَ I will lament to you from the midst of the fire inhabitants with the lamentation of the hopeful. I will cry to you with the cry of those crying for help. I know I have no one to turn to except you. I will weep to you with the weeping of the bereft and I will call on you. Where are you, O the sponsor of the believers? O the goal of the hopes of your knowers? O the aid of those who seek assistance. O the friend of the hearts of the sincere. And O the Lord of the worlds." So this was the first aspect of the issue. However, the second aspect is similar to the first one in being clear and evident with regard to the relation of Allah and His servant. The first aspect can be summed up in the relation of a servant with Allah by his being in need of Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking refuge with Him, whilst the other aspect of the issue is denoted by the relation of a servant with Allah in that he seeks protection in His security, asks for His help, cries for His mercy and grace whilst he is exposed to the punishment of him. So, this is what we are trying to discuss and elaborate on later on in the next episode. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you.